You're listening to Vatican Radio. Hindu prayers, Sufi meditation, Urdu Christian songs and Chinese children's dancing. Those are just a few of the wide variety of religious and cultural activities on offer this Sunday at a Peace and Unity event in Manchester Cathedral. The afternoon event, organised in conjunction with the city's Interfaith Network, comes just 2 months after a terror attack at Manchester Arena, which killed 23 people and injured hundreds of others. The goal of the Peace and Unity event is to celebrate the cultural diversity of the city, which counts over 200 different linguistic and ethnic groups. I spoke to one of the organisers, Reverend Rogers Govender, Dean of the Anglican Cathedral, that is hosting the event under the hashtag We Stand Together.
The Peace and Unity event is the second such event that I've helped to organise. It is an event that's meant to bring together people from diverse communities, especially diverse religious communities, although it's not essentially a religious event. It is, in fact, a celebration of our cultural, and I guess you could say religious diversity in the city of Manchester. And the whole intention is to bring people together in the face of the terrible events that have taken place in our city over the last few years, but also beyond Manchester, where acts of terrorism and so on have the intended desire to divide communities. This event in our city is to bring communities together and in this way to affirm our diversity and to celebrate it rather than allowing these terrible events in the United Kingdom and in other parts of the world to give the impression that we are divided.
Manchester is one of the most ethnically diverse cities in the whole of Europe, even beyond, isn't it?
It is, in fact, yes. I mean, it is said that our city is essentially made up of immigrants from all over the world. Indeed, I myself am an immigrant to this city, having been born in South Africa. So we're a very diverse society. And it's a great tragedy when terrorists and others on the far right and so on seek to divide our communities. We are wanting to send out a very different message.
How would you describe relations between the different faith communities? What are you doing as faith groups specifically to try and combat these efforts to divide, as you've been saying?
I think the various faith communities in the city work very well together. Here at the cathedral, I'm involved in a number of, I guess you could say, interfaith or multi-faith sort of events. Communities get on very well together and do their very best to engage in the life of the city. And I think that's something that we obviously want to encourage all the time.
What about the effects that these recent terror attacks, specifically the one there in Manchester, what kind of effect have they had on the mentality there? Are people afraid about backlashes and further attacks?
I think there is always that kind of fear. I think that's a very natural thing to experience. At the same time, I have to say that in the aftermath of the Arena atrocity, which is just down from the cathedral, religious communities and religious leaders in particular, together with our colleagues at the town hall and local and national government, worked very hard to hold the community together. And I would like to think that we have largely succeeded in doing that.
Can you tell me a little bit about what the faith communities were able to do in the wake of that terrible attack at Manchester Arena?
We did several things. We were available to speak with people on the streets. We took services from the cathedral onto the streets, apart from the fact that the cathedral was shut down for 2 days after the attack. Christian and Muslim leaders gathered together at the cathedral and walked to St. Anne's Square and laid flowers and tributes and so on together. The Bishop of Manchester was able to lead a very big vigil outside the town hall at Albert Square. At the cathedral as well, I hosted a meeting of religious and political leaders, paying tributes as well as offering prayers and support to the victims and their families, and encouraging the community as a whole to stand together. So that just gives you a bit of a flavour of some of the things that we have done in Manchester since the 22nd of May.
I see that you've got a lot of events for children particularly and for families at the Peace and Unity event. Are you making a special effort perhaps to reach out to children from the different ethnic communities to encourage them, if you like, to lead the process of integration and to overcome the difficulties, the tensions that the city has seen in the past?
I think the answer is yes. We want this event to be very family friendly. So children, we put in a special effort to encourage children to attend with adults. And I think that's a good thing. That's a very important thing. It also coincides with a very good citywide project called the Book Bench Project, which is Take Time to Read. It's all about encouraging children to read. So we've got quite a few stories and children's dance and crafts and activities and so on Sunday planned for the children, with the children in mind. And because we're holding it at the cathedral, we have far more space than we did last year. Last year was a bit restricted because we had it in the town hall and we'd only admit about 200 people, but here the cathedral we can admit far more people. So we're very pleased that we've taken an extra effort to do stuff specifically for the children. We'd love people to sign up on Eventbrite. Peace and Unity 17 is the address, www.peaceandunity17.eventbrite.co.uk. That's where you'll find more information. In fact, all the information that people need is really in the flyer that we have been publishing.
My thanks there to Reverend Rogers Govender, Dean of Manchester Cathedral, which is hosting the Peace and Unity event on Sunday.